This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have another exciting guest joining us. It is Dr. Agnes. She is the president and CEO and founder of Herbrun Group. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HBRM. And what they do, they're actually a botanical therapeutics company. They focus on developing, licensing, and marketing of a proprietary botanical-based medical products. Dr. Agnes, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett. Thank you very much for having me. I am excited to be here as well.
What makes your company so unique?
Herborium is de facto a small, novel, cutting-edge pharma company. We develop the botanical therapeutics, which are novel proprietary medicine, which are clinically validated, which are protected by intellectual property, that target very specific health concerns and problems. And that's quite different from the mainstream nutraceuticals, which do really occupy the position of commodities and which usually sell at the competitive so-called prices, do not have clinical validation and do not really target specific ailments, but kind of help us to be better or feel better. And that is obviously important, but not the newest trend in healthcare, which is looking for the real alternatives to the chemical synthesized drugs, not because they're bad, because obviously they have their place and they're very important, but they're very expensive to develop. If you would like to develop today the drug like Viagra or Lipitor,
right,
it would cost you probably about $5 billion. I'm not making a mistake, and my accent here doesn't make it wrong.
That's with
it's
a
$5
B.
Billion, okay?
Right.
And at the same time, the intellectual property protection has been shortened for most of the drugs from 25 to 17 years, which makes it difficult for the companies to recoup the cost. And finally, there is a very widespread global demand from the consumers and healthcare providers for more natural remedies.
Absolutely.
For not only providing the products for well-being, but actually for prevention and treatment of different specific problems. And to kind of stay on the number end, the market for those health care products, natural health care products in 2016 was globally about $250 billion again, and is expected to go to 385, close to $400 billion by 2021. So obviously, Herborium is ideally positioned to fit into this new aggressive growth.
Well, that's what I want to talk about today. You know, what is your lead product? I saw that you guys had some revenues so far in 2016. Your book to sales is over your market cap, which is unheard of. So you guys are very, very, very undervalued. So what is your lead product?
Okay, first of all, let me address this undervalue. I hope that we will be overvalued soon because our sales is really right now rocking. Our lead product at that time is a product for acne and rosacea. This is the product which you can review if you want under www.acneease.com. It is a unique product. Most of the products for acne, and this is a real problem right now in numbers, not just in the feelings. In United States, 80 million people plus have acne, and 75% of people during their lifespan will develop acne at a certain period of time. The interesting part is also that we have some extreme showing up, maybe because of the drugs we use in the past, maybe of the environmental factors. The fact is that every average age of the person with acne grew during 10 years, last 10 years, which is less than generation, 5 years, and is right now 26 years old. At the same time, you have a 9-year-old getting acne. And that changes the landscape. The antibiotics which have been used for acne for a long time obviously have major issues right now with MRSA and other bacteria which are antibiotic resistant. The Accutane, which have been a staple for severe acne for a while, it's a Roche product, has been taken off the market and is a subject of class action suit because of the severe side effects. People used to use, women used to use oral contraceptive, and FDA black boxed actually oral contraceptives, do not allowing advertising it for any purposes and using this only really for oral contraceptive, which is right. And by the way, men have acne too, and 9-year-old have acne too, and oral contraceptive will be totally inappropriate, obviously, to use by them. So we are having certain situation here that on one end we have a growing medical need, and on the other end we have really lowering capabilities and options for the people to deal with it. And acne is a response to this. We are systemic product. Acne is an internal problem and it has to be treated from inside out. What acne does is actually stops the acne cascade, which means really deal with the causes of acne, which is the hormonal overstimulation of sebaceous glands, and everything else comes after. You know, it's too many sebum, too many dirt and bacteria in the sebum, and obviously when bacteria have a party, yes, you have inflammation, you have all the cysts and pimples. But treating this from outside is really an adjunct, is really only a temporary relief, because what you do, you, let's say, clean the bacteria, they come back. If it's too many sebum, if the cycle is not broken, it's not a treatment, it's just, you know, temporary, short-term solution, which really does not help.
So let me ask you this, Dr. Agnes. Do you take a pill or do you apply the application?
Yes, you take a pill.
Okay.
Any application on your face, and I'm stating this pretty strongly, will work on a very limited basis, very temporarily, and for many people will not help at all.
And if I wanted to order this product, where would I go to order this product?
www.acneease.com, acneease.com. But if you by any chance want to order in French, please do. We have a very strong presence in Europe, which is very advanced, actually, a little more advanced than we are here in natural medicine and the recognition. And we have a very strong following over there, and that's, we have acneease.fr. Obviously, and we also have distributorships both in the United States as well as in Europe.
Let's talk about some of your competitors. How's the competition in this market?
Interestingly enough, and maybe I'm not humble enough, our competition is, our really competition was the Accutane and the generics, because they, as bad as they are, they are breaking the cycle of acne. Everything else is a semi or demi competition, because it only affects the symptoms temporarily, all the topical products. And antibiotics, it's really a broad spectrum treatment, which is right now really very much criticized because of the repercussion for entire systemic treatment of any disease. Because if you use acne, you use the antibiotics for acne, what you do when you have a pneumonia, for example.
Right,
I mean,
right.
We are breeding this antibiotics resistant bacteria this way. So to give you an example, the American Pediatric Association actually issued a specific warning to not use antibiotics for any children or preteens for acne at all. So they have no option, virtually nothing. So our competition obviously is there because people get used to treating acne as something, A, what's going to pass, and it's not going to pass. It usually never goes on its own or very rarely. And also to treat it topically, which is not really effective. So I would not dismiss the competition, but I would say that with our very focused action to educate consumers, and we do it quite effectively, we had won actually in 2015 and 2016 the best blog in skincare on internet award, which is quite unusual probably for the company our size. Our partner on this board is Allure, which is obviously a quite a more bigger organization. And that's how we educate our consumers and offer them a personalized support to treat the disease, which is actually not only the skin disease, but it's between you and me a soul disease, as I say, because it affects people's perception of themselves,
absolutely,
their performance in social situations. And for us, from the business perspective, and I don't want to sound crude, but obviously this part is important too, it's a growing market because there is nothing right now in a pipeline, even for Big Pharma, which has a really new breakthrough for acne. All what is coming out are a combination drugs, not really the anything new. So we have a chance, considering the acne is clinically validated and safely validated, is manufactured in a CMGP compliant facility. It's actually not a commodity, it's a medicine which is legally classified as a nutraceutical, which allows us more effective and easier marketing, but we comply with the highest standards. It puts us in an advantage, both to help the consumers, but also look potentially for the partnerships with some more medical entities in the future as licensing, or so as pharma looks for the products like that.
Absolutely. My guest today is Dr. Agnes. She is the president and CEO and founder of Herborum Group. They trade on the OTC. Ticker symbol HBRM. In closing, Dr. Agnes, is there anything that you would like to get out to my listeners that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
One important thing. We have a big plans for 2017. We are going to end the 2016 with the bank. I think that we will keep the two-digit growth, which we started in 2013. But in 2017, we look into the new markets. We have been partnered with HAT Group, which is the largest e-platform and retailer for beauty and wellness products in the world.
Right.
They just are opening. We have been on their website. They are looking into growing the acne by multiples. We are looking into over, hopefully, £1 million within the next two, not even maybe 18 months or so. And we are looking into the new markets, especially Australia and Pacific region, where they are entering and want us to enter with them. So we are very excited about it. We also have two new products, which we are right now preparing for launch. In the area of botanical therapeutics as well, and in a very demanding or demand-driven areas of sexual wellness, especially for women, is nothing on the market in the herbal category, for which will be our competitor, as well as the energy without caffeine, without vitamin B and all the problems, and without sugar, which is obviously the problem right now, which all of the energy products
have. Absolutely.
So we are very excited about the 2017 and look for the continuing growth and continuing interest.
Great. My guest today has been Dr. Agnes. I want to thank her very much for coming on the show. She is the CEO and founder of Herbrion Group. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HBRM. We're going to check back with you in a couple of months, and I wish you nothing but success.
Thank you, Everett. It was a pleasure, and I am really thrilled to talk to your listeners, and we will take any questions they may have with pleasure and answer them as in details as possible. Thank you again.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.